Greetings, Namaste, Vannakam. This is Aryadeep Acharya, a long-term resident of Auroville. My major interest is the most appropriate, most desirable, most ideal development of Auroville, and in that context, safeguarding the Planet Township area. This is so because I believe the potentialities of Auroville are tremendous, mind-boggling. All the best achievement of the past civilizations in Greek, in Athens, in Aryan civilization, Auroville has the potentiality to carry it forward and take it to a new platform, a new equilibrium. It is in that context that I have been watching with appreciation the efforts of a fellow Aurelian, Luigi, who is trying to get Auroville recognized as a World Heritage Site. It is therefore what I drew my intention when I knew that one volunteer from France, Felix Titir, has joined him to assist him for further research. When Felix offered to answer any queries or interview that Aurovillians might have, I approached him, and I am grateful and thankful to him as well as to Auroville radio team, Andrea and Renu, for organizing this interview. Felix, UNESCO has a long association with Auroville. Right from the beginning of, even before the beginning of Auroville, UNESCO has been supporting Auroville, coming out with the statement of encouragement and support. It has passed resolutions of support, invitations from world government to all the countries of the world to participate in the development of Auroville. It is therefore quite interesting that it is a logical thing that UNESCO is very favorable to Auroville if he presents the whole idea of recognition of a World Heritage status. What is your own experience with this World Heritage site in other places and communities?
So, hello Aryadeep, thank you for receiving me. And so to talk about my experience, I worked during 6 months in French Polynesia. I was working for three different groups, cultural and environmental federation of the Marquesas Islands. I was also working with IRD, which is an institution for research in development. It's a French agency, and also an administrative agency in charge of the management of the protected area. So it was my internship for my master's degree in anthropology. And the theme of this work was for the World Heritage for the Marquesas Islands. And so during those 6 months, I work with the project holders of the World Heritage candidature for this archipelago. So basically, I worked in a research program. They were making investigation with the population. It was they organized participative workshops with the population, and they came during a few months visiting the population, and they had maps, and so they used the maps to try to identify and the heritages, and also to imply the population in the management of the environment and their cultural resources. So it was a very interesting internship because I was working with civil society, with this federation, but also with scientists, so the French Institution for Development, and with French administration. So I was at the crossroad of those different groups. And through this work, after that, I made a research paper for my graduation on the strategies behind a World Heritage application, which brought me here because...
I see.
Okay.
I see. So now tell me, from your experience, what, how many types of World Heritage Conventions are there, and to which you think Auroville is best suitable to?
There is two conventions, but with each convention came many guidelines.
Okay.
So the first convention was for natural and cultural heritage in 1972. Mm. And it was to protect like exceptional heritage, whether it's cultural, but this time cultural heritage was seen as architectural.
Mm-hmm.
And also natural heritage.
Mm.
But they realized that there were a lot of problems with this convention because it didn't integrate the relationship that people build with the environment sometimes.
Mm.
So with the operational guidelines in 1992, they created the concept of a cultural landscape, which is this relation you are building with the environment and to recognize this relation. Then in 2003, they invented the intangible heritage, and which is more the ideals, the immaterial, intangible aspect of culture for all civilizations.
Yes.
So in the case of Auroville, it depends about what we are talking. If we are talking about the enlistment of the World Township, we would use the first convention, because Auroville Township will be enlisted, which means the
cultural environment,
which means everything, the buildings, but the way of life, the ideals on which Auroville is built.
Okay.
And of course, we could also add environments, because it's possible to have mixed candidature, which means both cultural and natural. But there is an important thing to keep in mind, is that potentially, Auroville could candidate to anything because it has the potential.
Yes.
But on a practical level, we need to stay focused on the important thing, which means the thing we know that it will be possible to do.
Mm.
Because the more you want, the more work you need.
Okay.
And it takes time, it takes capacities and people.
Mm. I hear that there is such a thing as World Heritage for Future. Is there such a specific concept?
This concept is only a concept at the moment.
Okay.
I know that Luigi talked about that with some official from UNESCO when they came to visit Auroville. So they did talk about it.
Mm.
It's a possibility. It's the World Heritage of the Future. The idea is to say, okay, usually the heritage is something coming from the past, something that connects us now from the past of our civilization, of our identities. And this idea of heritage of the future will be to build something that corresponds to Auroville, something that is ever-changing, transforming, mutating, something that we know that today it's different from yesterday, but we know that it will be different from tomorrow, and something very flexible.
Okay.
That's the important point, flexibility, because the heritage as it is now, the world heritage as it is defined, is not very flexible.
So do you think that there is a possibility of this kind of World Heritage for Future might develop within the UNESCO setup?
I'm not in a good position to say
it can
or not, but I know that discussions happened about that. I know that, as you said on the beginning, Auroville and UNESCO always had a close relation, and when you pay attention to their respective goals, you just understand that they have exactly the same.
Okay.
Human unity.
Yes.
They want to bring peace, harmony through education, the development of knowledge, and the to ease also intercultural dialogue.
Okay.
So Auroville corresponds I read also Paulette wrote a book about the relation between Auroville and UNESCO. Yeah? Yeah. And there were a statement made by a UNESCO official,
yes,
that said that UNESCO try to achieve those objectives, you know, world unity.
Yes.
But it has to deal with the context. It is a political institution, and
yes,
in some way it embodies all the challenges of this world.
Yes.
So that's why UNESCO has many problems at different level. But he said that Auroville is, in some way, it's the living experiment,
yes,
of these objectives that the UNESCO tried to reach.
Yes, 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 yes.
So for them, for UNESCO, I know Auroville is very important,
yes, yes,
because they are like, we are watching you,
yes,
guys
yes,
trying to reach unity.
Yes. So this brings me to the next question. There is a perception, right or wrong, in some Aurovillians, that getting this kind of recognition may invite interference in the Auroville planning, organization, and development. How far this is justified?
Usually those ideas come from a misunderstanding of the World Heritage Convention, because those conventions and operational guidelines are non-binding, which means they are signed by 191 states, for the first convention. But when those states signed, they agreed to work together to protect and to develop the world heritage.
Mm.
But they agreed that within the limits of sovereignty of the states,
yeah,
which means if one state needs help, if one heritage needs to be protected, it can only be done if the state is asking the international community. They need a formal asking. And to give you a clear example of the limitation of this approach, right now in Syria, in Iraq, people are destroying world heritages. So those places have been unlisted in the world heritage list. But because they have no recognized government right now by the official community, terrorists, people called terrorists, are destroying those heritages, and UNESCO cannot do anything. They are claiming on the international tribune. They say, please help us do something and give money and people to go and protect those heritages. So they can just give orientations, advising, and
that. So this means that autonomy of Auroville is fully respected.
That means the sovereignty of the state is fully respected. Then come the regulation in place in the location, which means for Auroville, Auroville is interacting with India through the Auroville Foundation Acts. So for the moment, it will not change, which means that for the management of Auroville, okay, I have to also explain one important point, is that the management of a world heritage is decided by the stakeholders, what we call stakeholders, which mean the people inhabiting the place, but also the states, because the state signed the convention, and also the local governments, because local government, usually in the world, they are in charge of the governance of the lands. So what would happen is that before getting the World Heritage Label, Auroville will need to make a management plan. Auroville already has a management plan through the master plan, but we could do another one. And this management plan has to be done with the other stakeholders, which means the state and the local government. And through this management plan, you will define how Auroville will be managed.
Okay.
So it depends which form this management plan
has. Okay, all right.
So it could be totally, it could bring Auroville to be totally independent,
okay,
or if it's done in another way, it can bring Auroville to be like independence with the Indian government.
I see. Now there is another concern is that that this kind of recognition will increase the flow of visitors. Personally, I believe that it is a question on the part of Auroville imagination, how to take advantage of it. But from your experience, how Auroville can take turn it into a best advantage?
Another time, it's through the management plan. Because those problems already exist. The increasing of mass tourism, the land speculation, the encroachment of land, those are problems that Auroville is already facing. As you said, there is a serious concern about the fact that it will increase with World Heritage nomination. That's true, it has been seen in many different places. But if it happens, it's because the good regulation are not taken before through the management plan, which means, as you said, it's it depends of Aurovillian's imagination to find a solution. For example, through this management plan, you could say we don't want tourists in Auroville, so let's not accept tourists in Auroville. Let's make a visitor center outside. Let them come and take information about Auroville. But let's be open only to visitors, to people interested in the development of Auroville that want to do things for Auroville. That would be a possibility. But it would suppose that Auroville will control all the access roads. It would suppose that you have also a serious regulation for the management of the land, which is not the case now. So all the interest of this management plan is to negotiate with Tamil Nadu and Indian government to establish this regulation and to give the money, for example, to build a visitor center. And then, when you get the World Heritage label, then the problem is not here, because you thought of it before.
I got it. Would it be easier and faster that certain parts of Auroville, such as Matri Mandir or the international zone where the cultural pavilions of each country are planned, first to apply for that and later on to get Auroville as a whole, or does it make no difference?
It makes a difference, and from my point of view, it will be very problematic to do that. Firstly, because we are not doing that for the label itself. Actually, the label is just a tool. We don't really care. What is important is the process through which you get the label, the management plan mostly. So if you enlist only the Matri Mandir, only the Matri Mandir will benefit from this regulation, because all the rest of the property will not be will not benefit it. So it will not bring answer. And the second thing, it's funny, because this morning I read a small text in your book, actually, about the testimony about the mother, and Roger Anger said, please do not let the Matri Mandir become a touristic instrument and just something that bring curiosity and things like that. And to put only the Matri Mandir in World Heritage, this would happen.
Good point.
Yeah, so only the World Township will benefit really to the... Because if you put the World Township, you put the inhabitants, you put the Auroville's education, you put Auroville's unique relation to nature and environment, you put the spirituality, the teaching of Sri Aurobindo and the mother, which is the actual thing that matter.
Okay. One more thing. Right now we are exploring possibilities of how to protect the Planet Township area from the entry of commercially vested interests. Number of possibilities being explored. How this World Heritage could help it before or after, how it impacts the whole situation, and what is your advice to go about it?
So again, the label itself, the World Heritage label, it doesn't bring any protection. It's all the things you do before getting the label?
Time factor. How long it will take once the application is submitted? What is the time factor when it is come to conclusion?
Okay, I will explain you from the beginning to the end, like the timetable of World Heritage candidature. It's not only about the candidature. It starts first. It starts with a will. Like, I want to do that. Because the states are the one that signed the convention, then the one that are taking care of the candidatures also. So as soon as a state want to enlist a property to the World Heritage List.
In this case, Government of India.
Yeah, the Government of India. First thing they will do is to put the thing on their tentative list. Each state as a tentative list where they put all the properties they want to bring to the World Heritage. This list, they have to update it every 2 years, 5 years. Some state, they make it every 1 year, every year, and some other states every 10 years. It depends of the money and specialists you have. Then, once it's on the tentative list, every year, a state can present two properties to the World Heritage Label.
Only two.
One natural, one cultural.
Okay.
So, what you present to the committee is the file, the application file, which means between the time you put something on the tentative list and the time you candidate to the World Heritage Label, you need to have your candidature file already done. Okay, and this is a big part of the work.
Okay.
The candidature file, because you need to negotiate to create the management plan, but you need also to make a scientific investigation to identify which elements of the property will be enlisted on the World Heritage List. And this can take years. For example, in French Polynesia, it started in 1996, so nearly 20 years ago, and they are still doing it.
Okay.
So it can be very long. But in some cases, it took a few months because they had enough support, technical and financial support, to do it very quick.
Okay.
It depends on the context. And in the case of Auroville, it's very particular because in Auroville, we have everything to do it. You have experts for everything. You have scientists, you have engineers, you have farmers, you have technicians, you have everything here. And we have also the like organizational tools to do it because you have committees for everything also. And in the case of the French Polynesia, to organize the candidature, they had a leading committee with French state, Polynesian government, the mayors from the Marquesan Islands, and the federation. They had a management committee also with the local associations using the resources and representing the population, with also the French and Polynesian governments. And they had also a special committee to write the candidature, like a writing committee. And they had also another committee with experts. So there are different committees for each task. And in Auroville, you already have everything. So for Auroville, I think it will not be so long. It just depends of the goodwill of the people.
Okay, how would you in that context evaluate the work done so far by Luigi?
Repeat.
How would you evaluate the work done by Luigi so far?
Not only by Luigi, but by everybody that works with him. And it's a difficult question because it's not what has been done for World Heritage and the rest is left on the side. No, it's all the works that already been done in Auroville can be used for the World Heritage.
I'm speaking the preparation of pile that Luigi has been
He was not making application file. They tried to make some prospective researches do that. But the last thing we did with Luigi was to continue the work already done and to get some Now we have enough material to do application to the tentative list of India.
I see.
But it's never perfect. You can always make it better.
Yes.
So what we are talking about now is to start the work of the candidature file before submitting to anything, but just to have enough material. And so when we start, we already have something very strong and we can go beyond. And so I told you the longest procedure is between the moment you go on the tentative list and the moment you submit your application file. Okay, but after, it will take 1 year.
Okay.
The two NGOs I told you about before, ECOMOS and EUCN, they will analyze your candidature file. They will say, okay, this point is very good, this point not so good. Maybe you can work again a little bit on that. So what will happen after the examination of the file? They will give advice. They will say whether this is very good file, you can get the label, or okay, you need to work a little bit more on that. So they will give this advice to the World Heritage Committee.
I see.
And then the World Heritage Committee, which is composed of 21 states upon the 191 that signed the convention, 21 are chosen.
Yes.
And this committee says, okay, we give you the label or we're not giving you the label.
Okay. One more thing. What are the drawbacks and how Auroville can guard against it?
The drawbacks are the one that Auroville is already facing, so land speculation, tourism, and also overuse of resources, mainly water, because water is the main problem here also. So the drawbacks that Auroville can face are the same. If, while making the management plan, they don't take those problems in consideration.
Okay.
So it has to be fought during the management plan. And you need to actually not only find the solution but put it in practice, because if it's not already done, UNESCO will not give the label. For UNESCO, it has to be, the protection has to be already effective to get the label. And so another drawback that you could think about is the fact that once Auroville is on the World Heritage List, it cannot change. But this is why we talked before about a specific statute for Auroville, a World Heritage of the Future. Because if the essence of Auroville is to change, to transform, and if this is this particular point that merits the World Heritage recognition, then it would be totally normal that Auroville will change.
Change, evolve, flexible.
Yeah. So if in your application file you make your point that Auroville is ever changing, it will ever change. This is a laboratory where experiences are made. And even the World Heritage application is another experience. It's just a try, you know. If it's working, very well. If it's not, we do something else.
Okay.
And so if everything is done well while making the application file, it can change.
Okay.
We are not talking about keeping something in shape for millennia. We are talking about a living heritage, something that has to change, something that is embodied by people, because Auroville is made up with Aurovillians also.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you very much, Felix.
Yeah, welcome.
You have provided a very important guidance, and I hope it will help Aurovillians to understand better the whole idea of World Heritage.
And I hope I will come back to continue to work on this.
Yes, do come again and keep in touch with Auroville.
Thank you very much, Aurelio.